The sea otter had boarded his vessel and found food for breakfast, and now he was busy building a fire from dry driftwood he had gathered above the tide line. Smiling kindly, he greeted Joseph.
Morning to you, Bellmaker. Lend the paw here. We'll get victuals going for the crew between us.
They mixed oatmeal with dried fruit and a little fresh water to make flat, moist cakes, which they laid on a metal shield from the ship's armoury and placed over the fire. Taking dried mint leaves and honey, Joseph put them in a pan Finbar had brought from the ship and soon had a fine brew of mint tea boiling.
Mmm, is that mint tea and oat scones I smell?
Logalog came to squat by the fire, followed by the others as the rest of the crew came awake. Breakfast was taken thankfully. They sat on the sun-worn sands, glad to be alive after their ordeal on the deep. Finbar retrieved a batch of fresh baked scones from the shield, nodding towards his ship.
Straight after breakfast, we'd best take a look at the Queen. She's in need of a new foremast and a repair job to her hull for starters. No telling what else needs doing.
Joseph sat with a comforting paw about Ruth. The young squirrel was eating. Hunger and thirst had driven him, with the bellmaker's urging to take some breakfast. Joseph indicated Ruth with a nod of his head.
Finbar, the first thing we must do is remember our two friends who were lost in last night's storm.
Aye, right you are, mate,
said the sea otter, putting aside his breakfast.
Let's do that here and now.
A small stone cairn was built on the shore, above the tide line soon afterward. With Joseph's help, Ruth had taken a piece of flat timber and burned a message upon it with a heated knife. The crew of Pearl Queen stood around the neat heap of stones as Ruth fixed the wood securely between the top stones facing seaward. Logalog read the simple message.
To the memory of Rosie Woodsorrel, warrior and mother. Also, Duddy Quill, cellar master. Two Red Wall friends.
Still with his paw about Ruth's shoulder, Joseph recited some words he had put together for the ceremony.
Friend is a very small word, a little sound we make, for one who is true, one who will do great deeds for friendship's sake. So while I grieve for you, my friends, who gave all that you could give, you will be my friends in memory for all the days I live.
Tears ran openly down Formal's honest face.
I don't be knowing what Sir Tarquin and the little uns be a-doing without Miss Rose. They be girtly sad.
Logalog patted the stones.
I know it sounds funny, but I miss that laugh of Rosie's.
The shrew Fatch took Ruth earnestly by his paw.
Listen, young'un, some good always comes out of misfortune. If and you'd been up that mast, then you'd have been lost with them. But you ain't lost, and I ain't neither, cos you risked your life and saved mine. Ruth, I'm your friend for life now.
Though Finbar Galedeep was a tough-looking otter, he was deeply touched at the sight of Ruth and Fatch shaking paws together over the cairn. The sea otter turned away, gazing at the high cliffs to forestall a tear dropping. But he soon forgot his sorrow.
Stand by, crew. Get yourselves armed. We've got visitors and they're a-coming fast.
Loud war whoops split the summer morning air as masses of creatures poured down from the cliffs, heading straight for the crew of Pearl Queen.